Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, PeopleStack family. Welcome to another episode. I am Jen Bunk, CEO of the PeopleStack, and our mission is to transform the world for the better, one tech manager at a time. And one way, and we need your help to do that. Clearly, this is not a one-woman show. This is not a two-person show. This is to transform the world. We really need your help. And one of the things that is going to help you to help us fulfill that mission and fulfill whatever mission you have in life is to make decisions and to make decisions faster. And I've realized that it's been a while since I've talked about decision-making on this podcast. And hey, it's due time because decision-making is a core skill for any leader, technical leader or otherwise, really for any human. You know, we make thousands. I believe it's even like if you look at the literature on this, the research, the science around it, it's tens of thousands of decisions on a daily basis. And it's like when you're a leader, there's more of them. There's more and more decisions, and more of those decisions are high impact, are high stakes kinds of decisions. And if you can't learn how to make even high stakes decisions quickly, you are very quickly going to fail because you're going to make decisions that aren't the best decisions. You're going to feel pressured. You're not going to make a decision. And very often it's better to just make a decision than to delay. And decision fatigue is very, very, very real. If you have not experienced decision fatigue, you have. You just haven't realized it. It's that feeling like, you know, I feel it the heaviest when it's been a long day. I've had a bunch of calls. I've had a bunch of, you know, a bunch of big decisions to make about the business, whether it's about money, whether it's about, you know, the mission, whether it's about serving clients and how do we serve this client better and how do we serve that client better. Just a long day, a very heavy decision-making day, a full day. And then at the end of the day, Rob and I go down to the kitchen. What's for dinner? Like that's decision fatigue setting in right there because you don't want to make another decision, right? Isn't it the end of the day? I don't want to decide what's for dinner. Pizza, takeout, right? It's actually one of the things right now. I'm very grateful right now to have a health coach / nutritionist working for us. So she tells us what's for dinner every day, every week. She'll send us our menu for the next week so we don't have to make those decisions. She makes them for us. I'm happy to give that agency away for my health and for my decision-making powers. So making decisions is really, really important. And I thought this would be a great time to tie it in because we're talking about this week. We're talking about living your dream life, building your dream career and doing that right now. On the last episode, I shared the heartwarming, inspiring story of my friend Norbert, who unfortunately, tragically lost his wife about a year ago. And through that grief, through that despair, he is embracing life even more now. One of his favorite phrases of mine that he says all the time, and you can tell that he really lives it, he really embodies it, is live your dream right now. Live your dream right now. So I talked about that on the last episode, so I wanted to put a different spin on it in this episode because I know, I actually talked with some clients about this recently. I know that many people do not have a positive reaction to right now. So imagine if somebody were to tell you, make a decision right now. Right now, make a decision. Notice your reaction to it, even though it's hypothetical, right? And now think of a time when maybe that's happened in the past or something similar to that, where you felt forced, you felt pressured to make a decision and you were not ready. It was unexpected. You wanted to put it off. You wanted to think about it a little bit more. You wanted to collect a little bit more data. You wanted to let things kind of just kind of flow a little bit more before you made a decision on it. But somebody else, whether it was your boss, a team member, your wife, your husband, a kid, a family member, right now, you got to make a decision. We got to go. Come on, come on. And yeah, the reaction is very often, it's like a cringe. It's a contraction. It's don't pressure me, right? That's what pressure feels like, right? So when someone says, make a decision right now, and you're like, ugh, don't pressure me. That's what it feels like. It's that cringing. It's that contraction. It's why we call it pressure. Because what happens to a thing when you put pressure on it, it contracts, it cringes. So that's that reaction. And it's perfectly normal. It's perfectly human. Even those people who have conditioned themselves to respond in a more expansive kind of a way when someone might be asking them to do something right now, even people who have learned to embrace right now, there still may be that knee-jerk reaction of, oh, okay. And then you move on. So realize this is just, it's part of being human, that reaction. And then the question becomes, how do I respond to it? So I always differentiate between the reaction and the response. So the reaction is the piece of it that in the moment you can't always control. Over time, you can control it through conditioning. So if you condition yourself, you know, if you condition yourself over time, then that reaction isn't going to be as strong. You know, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately with David Blaine and Joe Rogan and some other folks who are talking about breath holding and free divers who are able to hold their breath for minutes at a time. I think David Blaine set the world record. He was able to do 4 minutes. I think he was able to do like 14 minutes with oxygen. So you oxygenate beforehand. And he did it on Oprah. And yeah, there are also some other folks on the Joe Rogan podcast who were talking about that response when you try to hold your breath. Well, when you hold your breath and when it's too long, you get the kind of response to it, or that reaction to it. But the way the free divers do it, the way that people who condition themselves to hold their breath for longer and longer periods of time is, you know, it's basically training your amygdala. That's an amygdala response. It's like your brain telling you, holy shit, this ain't right. But over time, if you train your amygdala, if you train your brain that actually, no, I'm going to be fine, and you do it in small micro increments, then that reaction doesn't happen anymore. And you learn how to cope through and thrive through that reaction. So it's the same thing with anything else, right? Whether it's holding your breath or somebody telling you to do something right now, you can condition yourself over time to not have such a cringy reaction to it. So, but in the moment, if you haven't conditioned yourself, there's going to be that response and then that reaction. And then it becomes, how do I respond? Reaction would be the short term. The response would be, what do I do in the few seconds and the minutes responding to that? So look, the reason that I'm talking about all of this in the context of decision-making and in the context of how do you react versus how do you respond, what's the immediate knee-jerk reaction to make a decision right now versus how do you respond in the seconds after that knee-jerk reaction is, look, it's critical to be able to make a decision right now, to embrace right now, if you want to live your dream, if you want to build your dream career right now. It's critical to be able to do that, because otherwise you are either living in the past or you're living in some future. You're living in a future that hasn't happened yet, and you're not creating any influence over that future. You know, so basically you say, oh, not now, I'll do it later. I don't want to make a decision now about my career, I'll do it later. I don't want to make a decision now about what we're having for dinner. And then what happens? You lose the agency in what happens for dinner. You lose the agency in what happens in your career, because life is going to happen around you whether you make a decision or not. Life is going to keep moving forward. So you're living in that future, like you're procrastinating and you're saying, I don't want to make a decision. I want to think about it a little bit more, or I'm too tired, or I don't like the way that you're pressuring me, so I'm not going to make a decision just to spite you. Any of that is giving up your agency, giving up your control that you have over creating your future. So by avoiding making a decision, you could be living in that future that, oh, it'll get better and I'll figure it out and I'll make a decision someday tomorrow, I'm going to put it off. Or, oh, and actually before I go on to the past, when you're living in the future, in this non-controlling, non-empowering way, basically you have a dream with no plan. And a dream with no plan is just a fantasy, because you're not actually making that decision. Yes, you have a dream and you want to get there, but it's going to stay a fantasy if you don't actually take the actions to get there and have that plan and make those decisions to get there. Or you can be living in the past. Oh, I don't know. I still have to deal with this thing and that thing and the other thing. I'm not ready to move on yet from all the other stuff that's been happening and piling up on top of me. And oh, you know what? In the past, when I've made decisions too quickly, it's bit me in the butt. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to let you pressure me. I'm not going to let myself pressure myself into making a decision, because in the past that did not work really well for me. So no. Not, absolutely not going to make a decision right now. And neither of those is helpful. Neither of those is going to help you create a better future for yourself, for your team, for the organization that you work for the tech community, for your family. Because creating a better future, creating a legacy, requires taking action. And what happens before an action? You make a decision. And it can happen really quickly. It can happen super quickly if you want it to. It's just that we tell ourselves this story that it needs to take longer. We tell ourselves this story that thinking through it, carefully looking at the data and researching every last thing, is what's responsible. When actually, what's responsible is making a decision and taking action. Now, I'm not saying to not at least consider some of the data. I'm not saying to do zero research. I'm not saying to make stupid decisions. But the thing is, we, as people in tech, as people who are trained, as engineers, as folks in IT, or whether it's hardware engineers, software engineers, you know, people in product, people who are, you know, who are designing really complex systems, really complex products. It's like, it's your job to lead teams to successfully achieve and successfully build really complex things. It's long-term and it's complex. So you live in a world where there's a bias against action. If you're in tech, and particularly if you're in tech leadership, you live in a world where there is a bias against action. Because you're a systems thinker and you're surrounded by systems thinkers. You're surrounded by people who want what's best for sure. And you're surrounded by people who want high quality. You're surrounded by people who want this to be sustainable. And so all of this means you're staying all up in here. I'm pointing to my head. You're staying all up in your head and thinking about it, thinking through it, carefully considering it. And that's not, there's nothing, I'm not here to make anybody right or anybody wrong, simply to, just like I always am, to offer a different perspective that can stack on top of what you're already doing well. Because very likely what you're already doing very, very well is making sure that what you're delivering and the decisions that you're making are high quality, and that you're doing it in a long-term sustainable way. You're doing it with a plan, and you're doing it very logically. That's your superpower. Now, your greatest superpower overused is going to become your greatest weakness, because if that is all you do, you're never going to take action. So yes, do all of those things. The planning, the data analyzing, and the careful consideration, yes, and take action toward a specific outcome, toward a specific, inspiring, hell yes, I'm going to make this happen outcome. That's how you find that balance between, okay, I do need to consider this a little bit, and let's go. Let's do it. Let's live my dream. Let's live our dream right now. And let's start making it happen today. Not tomorrow, not someday. Someday I'll live my dream of being CTO. Someday I'll live my dream of earning $500,000 a year. Someday I'm going to build my own business and build my own software product that is going to revolutionize the way we look at tech. Someday. Someday, my friends, is not on the calendar. It's that kind of thinking, that kind of bias against action is exactly why you're stuck right now. It's exactly why you're stuck in your career, exactly why you're feeling like you're settling for mediocre. It's exactly why you are putting up with all of the shit at work that you don't need to be. It's why you're unhappy at work right now. It's why you're unhappy in your life right now. And I say that with love. I say that to call it tight, because it doesn't have to be that way. It does not have to be that way. The way to change is to break down those barriers against action. And when you say to yourself, or when somebody says to you, let's make a decision right now, instead of staying contracting and be like, no, this is a fight. No way am I going to make a decision right now. Realize how silly that is. And instead say, yeah, let's figure this out. Let's figure out what the next step is. Let's figure out what the next action is. And let's go do it. Because you want your dream. And you're not going to create your dream by sitting around and thinking about it. So there's so much more that can be said about decision making, and I will be talking about it more in future episodes for sure. But I wanted to start with that one simple shift. Take action. Regardless of how you react, regardless of how you respond, regardless of how it's worked in the past for you or not, regardless of how you think it might turn out in the future, take action. Identify what is the next action so that you can build your dream career right now. What's the next action? And for a lot of you, it's get help, get clarity. Find someone else who's done that. Find someone else who has built the dream that I want. Find someone else who has helped a community of technical leaders create the same exact kinds of outcomes I have, that I don't have to figure this out on my own. So the next action for a lot of you is to book a call with us, because we are those people. We are those people. Rob has over 20 years of experience in technical leadership, and he successfully leveled up from individual contributor as a software engineer to VP of engineering over those 20 plus years. And we retired him in January to join me as COO of the PeopleStack. And he's working for me full time now. If that sounds like a dream that you want to create, join us. That's what we've done. That's what we, an example of what we've been able to create in our lives. But then you can take the hundreds of client success stories where, like, we have our own unique story, right? Which may or may not resonate with you. But if you take all of the other client success stories that we've been sharing on this podcast, on social media, and all the places, then it's like, oh, okay. Well, maybe I don't want to start my own business and retire my husband like Jen did, but I heard another story. You know, there's so many different wonderful stories. I'm like, I'm trying to pick one, and I'm like, which one do I share? And it's almost like it's doing the other ones injustice, because there's so many different ways. You know, we just a client just enrolled with us last night, and his dream is to finally leave his dead-end job where they're basically abusing the heck out of him and earning basically 50% more. He is drastically underpaid. And he also wants to make sure that he has a better relationship with his wife as well. More sparks, more fire, more love, because he's getting beaten up at work all the time. Guess how he's showing up at home? Not as the man he wants to be. So that's one. Another client signed up with us recently too, who, similar kind of a situation, working in the same job for a long time, and she wants to leave and she wants to go on the job market, not because she's been abused, but it's time for what's next. And I don't know how. This was her first job out of grad school. She's been working there for about 10 years now. And it's like, I need something new, but I don't know how to spread my wings. Please show me how to spread my wings and do it with power and grace and confidence. And so for them, you know, they just signed up with us. Within a matter of weeks, within a matter of months, they're going to land those new jobs and they're going to be living their dreams. They're going to be, you know, that the sparks are going to be flying in terms of their relationships, their love and romantic relationships. And there's going to be so many other positive effects on their lives as well. So whatever your dream is, as long as you're committed to taking action, as long as you are committed to showing up coachable, we can absolutely have a conversation about whether or not we can help you create that dream. I'm not going to tell you right now I can absolutely help you create that dream, because I don't know you. Hello out there on the internet. I love you. I'm sending out those loving vibes. But you know what? I don't know you. I don't know your context. I don't know who you are. I don't know how committed you are. I don't know your why. And so that's why the first step is to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. So if you're ready to make decisions in a lightning fast way, show it, prove it right now. All you have to do is go to thepeoplestack.com/book, click a date on the calendar that works for you and make it happen. You make it happen. You don't have to overthink it. You don't have to say like, oh, well, I don't know if Friday at 4 is going to work for me. I'm not sure what's coming up at work. And oh my God, there's Saturday. Talk about my career on a Saturday. Oh, evening? Oh, no. I don't want to bother them in the evening. And you like, trust me, I've talked people through this. I'm like, no, we're here. If the slot's on this calendar, we're here for you. We want you to take that slot. This is our passion. We are living our dream. When you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. And that's what we get to live right now. And I'm so grateful for that. Book a slot, figure it out. It's important. This is your career. What's more important right now than your career? Really? What's more important? You might say your family, you might say your health, absolutely. What negative effects is the fact that you're feeling stuck in your career right now having on your family and your health? And what kind of positive effects are going to happen to your relationships, to your health, if you build your dream career? What's more important than your career right now? It's the decision to make it a priority. Not at the expense of other things in your life, not at the expense of other relationships to their benefits. It's to their benefit. Because if you're struggling in your career right now, I guarantee you this is having negative effects on the rest of your life. It absolutely is. You just may not be seeing it right now. If you're struggling in your career right now, feeling stuck, feeling like you're hitting the ceiling, feeling like I want to up level, but I don't know how. This is absolutely having an effect on the rest of your life, on your physical health, on your mental health, on your spiritual well-being, on your relationships with all of the closest people in your life. It's having an effect on how you're showing up at work and your performance at work. It's having an effect on how you're able to mentor your team. You're not mentoring them to your highest ability. You're not making the impact you want to. You're not getting the results that you want to. Of course, it's having massive negative effects on every single part of your life. And again, I don't say that to scare you or to pressure you. I say that to get to the truth. So if you're ready to get to the truth about what's not working in your tech career right now, so that you can build your dream right now, the first step toward taking action, toward committing to taking action, is booking that call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Live your dream right now. Live your dream right now. Carpe diem. Seize the day. Make your life extraordinary. And in order to do that, what's necessary is the willingness to take action. To take bold, courageous, intelligent action. What would it look like for you to take bold, intelligent, courageous action so that you can make your life extraordinary? That's it for the day. Talk to you soon, everyone. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.